This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what happened in the cattle markets today?
Well, cattle markets all mixed trading today, but closed mostly positive, especially the feeder cattle. This also in conjunction with a cattle on feed report that came out at 11 o'clock this morning, that the only thing that was really off base in it was the placement number, as the placements actually came in at 95%, which was lower than expected, which gave support to the feeder cattle. Now, box beef was down $1.42 on the choice at mid-morning. Selects down $1.32, had a movement of 83 loads, and we also saw a cattle kill day of 109,000 head. On the close, June cattle 25 lower, August cattle down 20, August feeders up $1.27, October feeders up $1.10, and June lean hogs down 5 cents.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Tom, what brought down the grain market today?
Well, Leslie, it's too bad we couldn't close the grain markets early this morning when they were still trading positive, because we did have early upside. Then it all disappeared as buying just dried up, selling took over, the markets resumed to what they've normally been doing, trading to the downside, following the trend of the market on the charts, both the wheat, corn, and soybean futures all doing the same today. And we closed near the lows of the session. July KC wheat down 11 and a quarter today. September KC down 10 and three quarters. July Chicago wheat 6 and three quarters lower. July corn down a nickel. December corn down 4.5. July soybeans down 14 and a quarter. November beans down 11 and a half. And July cotton 43 lower on the close.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.